Welcome to the Veterans Voice.
The Veterans Voice podcast is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and is brought to you by USAA, Optum Colorado, Medicare Mentors, and Colorado Computer Support. You can listen to the Veterans Voice on any of your favorite podcast platforms.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Welcome to the Veterans Voice. Thank you for joining us today, listeners. This is Angie Baker Saunders, your host, and I am here with a special guest in the month of April. It is the month of the military child, and I am here today with Quinn Monnelly, and she is going to tell us a little bit about, well, you're wearing a very appropriate shirt. I see it says Air Force Brat.
Yeah.
So she's going to give us a little bit of the lowdown on what it's like to be an Air Force Brat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. What is it like being an Air Force brat?
It's hard, but it's like also really fun. You get to move around and meet all like different kinds of people. You get to experience a lot of stuff. So I moved all up and down the East Coast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many times have you moved?
Let me count. My brother said 6, but that's not right.
Well, we have to keep the fact checking is important.
I'm pretty sure 5. So I was born in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there for about like 3 years. I moved to Florida, Pensacola for mm-hmm. like 8 months. Then I moved to Baltimore, Maryland for 5 to 6 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like that place. And then I moved to Florida for 2 years, and now I'm in Colorado.
And now you're here with us in Colorado Springs. Yeah, and I heard now, do you get to plant some roots here for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
That's what we're planning.
That's awesome. Well, and after spending, you said, 5, 6 years in Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said you really like that place. I bet you made some good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and how long ago was it that you lived there?
Almost 4.
4 years ago? Wow, so you've got to be here for a while. Well, Florida happened between then. Yeah, see, look, I can't even keep it all straight. That is quite the travel log you have.
Yeah.
And now you are, how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12 years old. So are you in junior high yet? You are in...
Unfortunately not.
No, unfortunately not. So, I see you have some opinions about that.
Well, in my school in Maryland, I had like one more year in elementary, but we were supposed to get lockers. And so I was excited about that, but then we moved.
Oh, that is really
cool. Yeah.
I see why you say it was a nice place.
Yeah. And then we moved and no lockers. I'm just like, great, now I have to carry my stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just keep it in a desk. And then when I left, I was in fifth grade, and I'm like, finally, middle school, junior high, there we go. I moved here.
And you're back to elementary school.
Yeah, I was like...
I think this is the perfect example of all the sacrifices that you make as a military kid. And it is funny how different parts of the country do things differently.
Yeah.
And then you had a lot of really good friends that I'm sure you missed. Do you stay in touch with them?
Yeah, I try to, but it's like hard because different time zones and like...
Oh, for sure.
Let's say it's 5 and in Maryland, they're like 2 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 7 there. And I'm like, oh, do you want to call? And they're like... I'm eating dinner, sorry. Or, like, I have sports. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But if you didn't know, Florida has 2 time zones.
Mm-hmm.
So where I lived in Destin, they're only an hour ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But other parts, there's 2. But when I go over there, I'm not really in touch with them because I did not meet very nice people. So, but like there's this one friend that I made and I try to keep in touch with her a lot.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find that one person in a sea of people that you're like, yeah. But then there's just that one person you're like, I hope we stay in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We tried to hang out like once a month, mm-hmm. but she like lived 30 minutes away.
That's a long drive.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's busy. She did gymnastics for a long time. Now she's in volleyball and she's good, and I'm happy that she's doing well in a sport.
Nice.
It's also her first year, and it's pretty
impressive.
That's very
cool. I love that you get to follow the careers and the happenings of the friends that you've made throughout the way.
We she's only a week older than me.
Oh, nice. You're practically twinsies.
Yeah. And for our 11th birthday, we both really liked Harry Potter, and our parents surprised us going to Universal together. So we did that.
That's a very exciting.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
We loved it. We made so much memories.
Wow. So you're a Harry Potter fan. Which house are you?
Gryffindor.
Me too. High fives. So now that you're here in Colorado, do you like Colorado? Are you glad that this is where you get to settle down?
Yeah.
For the time being.
My school's really nice. I have one friend. She's amazing. She's loyal. She's kind. And we actually had a sleepover the other day.
Oh, that's
very
exciting.
It was so
exciting.
Funny what we did.
That's
I can't
really
say
nice.
It. Sleepover secrets.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Well, what happens there stays there, but we appreciate you letting us know that it is going well.
Yeah.
So you had your 11th birthday back in October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you haven't been here for very long then, just four months or so? Yeah, so.
Yeah, we got here end of July.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we've been here.
So did you get to start your new? Did you get to start your new school year here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that tough starting a whole? I mean, gosh, especially in fifth, sixth grade. Sixth grade. That is tough to start a whole new grade.
Yeah, it's. But when you're a new kid, you're like, you're new. Like, my friend, she's been in that school since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people have been here, and they're like, I'm just scared. Like, wherever I move, I'm just scared that they're just going to always know as me as the new girl, but they warm up eventually.
Always the new girl, but you're right.
Or
they do
kid.
Always, always the new kid, always having to figure out how you will fit in and who your new friends are going to be. It really does, I think, give you a whole new skill. Like, that's like going to be your superpower, I have a feeling, in life. Because wherever you go, and that's what we were saying when I was talking with your brother and a little while ago, that's what we were talking about. Military kids are like dandelions because they're really, really strong and resilient. Wherever you are, wherever the wind blows you, you bloom right there where you're planted. You don't have to have deep roots because you're so strong and magical and bright, and you just pop up in the world and there you are. And so we really thank you, as well as your family, for your service and everything that you've given. I know it's really hard to move up and down the East Coast, as you said, and have to see so much in so short of a life, but thank you so much for joining us today, Quinn.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support Team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
It's April, and the Veterans Voice recognizes military kids like me, Connor Monnelly, for the month of the military child. Find out how you can help kids and families like mine by visiting veteranscenter.org.
And it is a special day because it is April, the month of the military child, and so we're bringing you some really special guests. We have Azalea Davis and Kennedy Arado, who are both military children, and they're going to tell us in their own words what the experience has been like. Azalea, can you tell me what is it like being a military kid?
Cool.
It's cool? Yeah. What are some cool things that you've got to do because you're a military kid, do you think?
I don't really know.
You don't really know? Have
I
you
didn't know either.
What do you think, Kennedy? Kennedy, tell me, what is it like being a military kid?
Passing out things.
You get to pass things out? Do you get to be, well, your mama, so I know your mama, Blair, because she works with me here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. So do you get to help your mom with, like, events and fun stuff? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I've seen you hang out. Like, we had Thanksgiving dinner together here last year. Yeah. I know. You're looking at me like, I don't remember you, lady, but Yep, that was always fun. So, Azalea, tell me, who in your family serves in the military? I think I might have an idea.
My dad. Yes. My dad.
It's your dad? Yeah, I think your dad is standing in here with us today, isn't he? Yeah. Well, what is your favorite thing about being a military kid?
Being cool.
Being cool? Does it get you cool points when you're like, yeah, I'm the child of a military personnel?
I live in three different states.
You've lived in three different states? Do you know the names of those states?
Colorado, New Jersey, Texas.
You've been That's Texas. Pretty cool. So that is really all parts of the country too. Yep. So what is your least favorite thing? Is there anything that's not cool about being a military kid?
Making friends and seeing different countries.
Making friends, you're right. It can be really hard to make new friends. Sometimes that can be scary when you're the new kid, but it can also be really exciting and fun. So there's two sides to the coin, we might say, huh? Kennedy, what do you think? Are there any downsides, any drawbacks to being a military kid? Anything that's not so fun?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, I imagine you gals are, you're both five, right? You're both five.
I'm five.
Yeah, you're five. So all you've ever known is being a military kid. Is that right? Yeah. Have you moved around a lot, Kennedy?
I moved two times.
You've moved two times? Yeah. Where were you before you were here in Colorado?
You could say Texas if you want.
I don't really know.
You don't really know. Very nice. Well, thank you, gals, for sharing so much of your experience with us today and talking to us here on The Veterans Voice. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll hopefully see you again sometime.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDL News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.